Righto, from JMI Wealth, it's Tuesday morning. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Speech coming from the Finance Minister in the Hut this morning. The charities is interesting, but also how tight her budget is potentially going to be, I assume, is going to be part of it.
Yeah, let's start the ball rolling with the budget. I know it's early days. I know it's sort of 3 weeks. 22nd of May, Mike, is the budget. I know it's 3 weeks out. But, you know, gone are the days when everything's announced on the day, isn't it? You know, now we get all the pre-announcements. And, as you say, as we speak this morning, Nicholas Willis is preparing to deliver a pre-budget speech in Lower Hutt to the Chamber of Commerce. Mike, we can only speculate on what she will say. And because it is early days, I suspect we won't get too much detail, but plenty of it will be teased out over the next 3 weeks. There was, though, what I want to draw attention to this morning, Mike, is what was a seemingly innocuous announcement last week from the New Zealand Debt Management Office. Now, this could lead to some speculation about some of the big picture aspects of the budget. Now, I could be drawing a pretty long bow here, Mike, but let's speculate anyway. Let's run with the logic and see how we get on. So NZDMO released the schedule of New Zealand government bond tenders for May, and there's been a reduction in the weekly issuance of government debt. So we get a weekly tender of government bonds. They've got to sell so much of this stuff at the moment, they have a regular tender. Now, that's been reduced from $500 million a week to $450 million a week. It doesn't seem particularly noteworthy, but it could, I repeat, it could have some implications for the budget. So here's the logic, Mike. It just seems unlikely to me that the NZDMO would reduce the tenders if, in fact, the contents of the budget, be it fiscal policy or economic forecasts or fiscal forecasts, if any of that would warrant an increase in bond supply, which presumably would happen immediately afterwards. And NZDMO will be privy to what's in the budget, one would assume, because they've got to plan how they're going to fund the next few years. In other words, so look, if you're prone to speculation, it suggests there won't be the need for more government bonds as a result of the budget, so future deficits aren't going to get worse. Now, if that's the outcome, it's great. Particularly, look, bond markets are pretty volatile at the moment, Mike. You don't want to be funding when you don't have to. Tax receipts have been running ahead of forecast. Well, look, it's speculation, Mike. Let's see what the minister has to say, but who knows?
All right. How did we go yesterday? We're playing catch up.
We were playing catch. So we had Friday off work. That meant that offshore markets had two trading sessions for the Australasian sort of markets to catch up on. So they traded Thursday night, traded Friday night. And they were positive sessions as the markets over there reacted to what appeared to be a bit of a relaxation, the attitude to tariffs from the Trump administration. I think since then, over the weekend, that's firmed up a little bit. It now appears to be more of an admission that it's going to take a while to get all this done, and we're unlikely to see a lot of deals being written and a lot of stuff being formalised in the 90 days. It just doesn't seem likely. Anyway, we had a positive session on our market, we had a positive session on the Aussie markets, but during the day, US futures markets weakened off a bit, and so that held us a little bit back, and US markets have fallen a little bit overnight. Now, just on that note, the Australian market, they will be shifting their focus a little bit now to the election. I would make the comment that I think global events will still take precedence over election news flow over the course of the week. Mike, overnight we had what's called the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Survey. I was looking at that just to see whether or not we'll tend to confirm the weaker tone that we've seen in US economic data recently. And it did. Yeah. Big miss. Yeah. So, and I think that's just at some stage, the Trump administration is going to have to address this. Lots of data this week. You've got jobs data, non-farm payrolls at the end of the week, GDP, conference board survey. And of course, I think Ryan commented on this before you came on air. A lot of company results this week. Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Meta, Coca-Cola, Visa, McDonald's. So we'll pick the eyes out of those as they pop up, Mike.
Look forward to it. What are the numbers for now?
The Dow Jones has just sneaked over the $40,000 mark. It is down 85 points on the session, about 0.2%. The S&P 500 is down just over 0.5%, just under 5,500. And the NASDAQ is currently at 17,228, which is down 0.89%. The FTSE 100 barely changed overnight, 8,417. The Nikkei gained 0.38%, 35,840. The Shanghai Composite was down 0.2%. As I said, the Aussies yesterday gained 0.36, 29 points, 7997 the close there. And we gained 81 points in the NZX 50, 0.2% gain, 12,098. The Kiwi dollar, it's just come back from the 60-cent mark, but it's still sort of pretty good compared to where it was, 0.5963 against the US, 0.9291 against the Aussie, 0.5228 against the Euro, 0.4444 against the pound, all the fours. Again, 84.87 against the Japanese yen. Gold, $3,336, and Brent crude, $65.38.
Fabulous stuff. Have a good day. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.